I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Catholic agencies along the border of the U.S. and Mexico are increasing their aid efforts, preparing for the multiple immigrant caravans that are working their way to the border. The agencies help provide food, clothing, and shelter to migrants and assist them in connecting them to family in the U.S. The Director of Operations for Catholic Community Services in Tucson, Arizona, stated they have experience dealing with large numbers of migrants at once because ICE has been releasing migrants in larger groups. Protests continued in Pakistan over the acquittal of Asia Bibi, delaying her release, which was scheduled for today. Talks between the government and radical Islamists who want to see Bibi publicly hanged failed. Bibi had been held for 8 years after being sentenced to death for blasphemy on charges of insulting the Prophet Muhammad. On Wednesday, the country's Supreme Court overturned that decision. Since that decision was announced, radical Islamists have blocked highways, damaged vehicles, and today around 5,000 rallied in Pakistan's capital. The DEA's National Drug Threat Assessment shows that heroin, fentanyl, and other opioids are the biggest drug threat in the United States. Officials are also concerned about methamphetamine and cocaine because they are being seen at much higher levels in areas that in the past have not been places where they were popular. Deaths by opioid overdose reached the largest level ever recorded last year. In 2017, around 200 people per day died of an opioid death, with a total of around 72,000 people dying. This weekend, a missionary movement called Unleash the Gospel is being launched in parishes in southeast Michigan. The movement was inspired by a pastoral letter by Detroit's Archbishop Alan Vigneron in 2017 that spoke on the missionary transformation of the archdiocese. The aim of the movement is to help the faithful on a, quote, journey of transformation and spiritual renewal centered on Jesus and the life-changing message of the gospel. It includes a 16-day challenge that asks Catholics to give 5 minutes of their day to, quote, learn and pray about what it means to be a church on mission filled with joyful missionary disciples. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.